verse that has 30 letters, 29 letters, and 28 letters, 21 letters. And if you want to, you know, check me on that, you could Google it. But anyway, I just find words that are really fascinating. And that is why I would like to share my words with you today, and hope that you will enjoy what I have put together. And I have, of course, I've used words from the alphabet, and I have gotten this first word I would like to share with you is friendship. Friendship is just a word spelled F-R-I-E-N-D-S-H-I-P. This 10-letter word, it has great meaning to me, and I'm hoping that it will have great meaning to you, because if you find a good friend, try to hold on to that friend. You might argue, or you might get upset at each other, but if it's a deep friendship, it will last through it all. Friendship has a greatness all its own, a value more precious than diamonds or gold to hold from one person to another. It's the link to a happier relationship and a chain of love and understanding. And yes, a tear of sadness shared sometimes. Friendship is true. It's untarnished by jealousy, malice, misunderstanding, and deceit. Friendship is the deep, warm, and pleasant closeness two people share. It's the treasure of time, and in time it grows. One may say friendship is like a tree growing new and strong through the storms of many illusions. But still it stands steadfast, buried in the hearts and the roots of sincerity. Friendship is a friend reaching out to you when the cold night chills your heart and brings tears of sorrow and pain. It's a shoulder to lean on to make the burdens of life just a little bit easier to bear. Friendship is a smiling face to say, "Don't worry, I'm here, and together we're going to make it." Friendship is peace of mind to know that there's someone you can count on who you can always call, and they will be there. Friendship is being trusted in a time of confidence. Being truthful in an unseen lie. Being sympathetic without pity. Friendship is a light from God. It shows bright. It shines brightly, showing the darkened path to a friend. Friendship is love to strengthen a lonely heart. To make it understand the fears and doubts we all know. So, reach out to someone and be a friend. I think it was a friend who said, "Keep on keeping on." Because no one said there would always be a bridge over troubled waters. That the sky would always have a silver lining, or that the rain would not fall upon your face. Nor would you always walk in a garden filled with beautiful flowers and scented music. No one said you would not get weary along the way. The roads are sometimes long and narrow and very, very hard to travel because of all of the stones that you might walk upon traveling. Some are darkened with unseen things, with the ends not yet in view. There are times when your heart wants to break because you cannot see the sun or find the reason. For the seeds of a problem seem to have no solution. Yet, you must keep the faith, for the rainbow of truth is your search. You seek and you shall find. The mountains are hard to climb on the rough side, but there is a smooth side where you can carry on and climb on. The raging rivers are hard to climb across sometimes, but you must keep on keeping on. But someone said, keep on keeping on. And I think it was a friend of mine. Don't grieve more than when the flowers surrender to their fate and the breath of fall kisses their petals and they descend into deep sleep. Their fragrance become a soft whisper of perfume in the air. In the air, night. That drifts into the distance and disappear. When summer fade into the arms of autumn and the leaves turn to the colors of an artist's palette, leaving the tall oak tree standing in the grayness of the day with outreached branches bare, waiting in honor of winter's icy cold embrace. Don't grieve more then. The bird's song was of a thousand serenades and melodies of unknown lyrics that wasn't measured by the changing of the seasons. They remain beautiful and quenched with the calmness of the day. Now the birds sing no more. There's no music heard and there's no serenades. Only recorded notes upon the wintry snow. The footprints of birds without song and without purpose. When the brook flowed freely over the land, it was fresh and good to the taste. And it sparkled like crystals as the sun danced its dance upon its constant flow. But now it is sealed with a sheet of glass reflecting still light. As winter stands in command and choreographs a ballet of snowflakes, cloaking the land with a blanket of whiteness, without reverence. Another day has passed, and today's rivers of life I have crossed, and I have watched the world uncertainty enslaved in misunderstanding and lies. Sometimes there is a true calmness, but unrest fills the air. In the midst of all this, I found new wonders of happiness to fill my heart and my soul, new knowledge to fill my mind that seeks the truth. A better understanding of myself is a halo around my head, filling my spiritual being with great awareness. I have found strong, undying love from God with each breath that gives me a deep concern and love for my fellow man, for my fellow mankind. As I stand, a woman alone, I am never afraid, for the Lord watches over me. Another day has passed. I may have seen a sky of darkness and sorrow passing by, and a day brightened by the sun, and a day brightened by the sun. The words of many lips have been strong, whispering the secrets of time and the lies of the unknown truth. But I stood fast, for strong I must be. I have tried to live 1 minute at a time, for I want to endure all things for another day. God has blessed me. He, Jesus, is mine. He can touch a leaf and a tree will bow. Touch your heart and save your soul. He can smile and the sun will rise. Raise his hand and men will die. He can shed a tear and the rain will fall. Speak and all wars will end. He can touch a star and light up the sky. He, Jesus, is mine. He can touch the feathers of a bird and teach them to fly. He can whisper in the breeze and teach the sparrows a new song. He can touch the rainbow and the rivers will flow. Touch a seed and a flower will grow. He can smile and the rainbow will appear. Speak to the wind and the seasons will change. He can touch your weeping heart and cause your soul to have peace. This is why I know Jesus is mine. In the twilight hours of yesterday, I sit and think about the love we shared. The small pleasures of life was our joy. The setting sun that was beautiful music in our hearts. The rainbow of colors of truth, and the rain was our cleanliness of thought. We shared each other's love and saw the dreams we dreamed in each other's eyes. We kissed and felt the sweetness of the day. We learned the meaning of peace in the distance of tomorrow. And the world does not seem so cold and bittersweet. We touched hands and felt the happiness of true friendship, lovers, and dreamers. We felt the deepest of our love and the closeness of a man and a woman as lovers and as a friend. We become united as one as our bodies touch in the moments of searching for fulfillment of our souls. We have the kind of love many dream about but never achieve. In the twilight hours of dawn, I sit and think about all we gave to each other to enrich our everyday existence. We understood each other's needs and desires, failures and accomplishments, each other's fears, hopes and dreams. Our love was bright and new, filling the universe with the brightness of our smile. in the twilight hours of dawn. I think about our love that was so sure. But something happened and you forgot. But my love was strong and it was sure because God gave it to me to help me stand steadfast and wait for the storm to be over. And now all our dreams have come true, for we still have each other. Still have each other to love and to share our lives together forever. What God has given us, we have cherished to the end of your life or my life, for love was true. The love of God. When I sleep in darkness of the night, without knowledge of the world, only in dreams I seek to awake to a bright new day or a day of storm, no matter. I am awakened to another day's journey. It may be my last, but this moment is mine. This time is mine. This moment has been given to me to live, to see, to touch, to smell, to hear, and to speak. When my eyes open to the heavenly skies, the golden sun on high, shining brightly like a new birth, life coming forth. When I can speak words of yesterday untarnished by time and space, when I lie in a state of slumber and dreams without color, like sleeping between dawn and daylight, I do not fear because my Lord is near. When I can move my limbs as the day before, with no movements of my body denied, then I know it must be the love of God. When I can see the faces of my sons, the faces of the future, the face of wisdom and knowledge of days gone by in the face of my aged father, once again, I have seen the love of God. As I walk among my fellow men, there are times when I fear my brothers, for there are those who would smite me down in the street and use me and prosecute my soul. But as another day's end, I have walked among my fellow man unharmed, and just maybe loved a little more. Then I know it must be the love of God, for He is my spiritual vision from earth to heaven. Standing with the dove, going to climb a mountain in search of a dream, for my dreams are gone. Walking in the valley, trying to see the sun in the fields of flowers growing free. Going to find the bluebird to sing me a song, for I don't want to be alone. Going to find me a river to carry me home, for my journey may be coming to an end. Going to climb that mountain where dreams are found. Going to sing the song of the bluebirds so I won't feel alone. Going to move along the river banks, that would carry me home, for I am at my journey's end. Looking into the sky in hopes to see God, but if my eyes deceive me, I won't shed a tear. I will find me a rainbow of gold. There I will find love that will never grow old, for it's the color of God's love. Red is his blood that he shed for my sin. Yellow is his sun that brightens the day and warms many, many hearts. Green is his earth, a place to travel through until your journey ends. Blue is his rivers that flows over this land and to quench the thirst of man. Going to climb a mountain in search of a dream, but that dream is to see God and to feel his peace. There's only old people here. All the children are gone. There's no hope for a better tomorrow. There's no vision of or dreams for a better reason. The paths are darkened by fear and evil forces that dwells in the darkness that roams the corners of the street. There's only old people here. All the children are gone. Children cannot be a child playing the game of innocence. They play with toy guns that shoot real bullets, and a child becomes still with death, and a friend lies dead on the cement. They play a game of hopscotch, hide and seek, jump rope, and baby doll. But the fun is cut short when a ride-by shooting casts a shadow over the games they play and leave an inexperienced, ungrown child without a spirit and becomes a numeral fact of unknown faces. As the hopscotch drawing on the sidewalk is covered with blood, and the jump rope lies in silence like a sleeping snake. The bullet sought and found a small innocent flower and took its life away. And the baby doll cried, "Mama, Mama." There's only old people here. All the children are gone. The young minds and souls live in fear, and they lose their childhood to the oppressors, and they become enslaved to false advocates of life. Their teachers are the ugly faces, deluded minds, smiling teeth of lies and death, trapping a young soul into their web. The crack cocaine chieftains, heroin lords, and marijuana mambas spread their poisonous venom of confusion and doubt into the minds and souls of children. They are pulled from the classroom and playgrounds, recruited into their evil world of crime and negative attitudes. The children become mature and grow into adulthood and bear fruits from a child's womb in a desolate place without wisdom and without understanding. The children are led into despair with no dreams to dream and no fairy tale read. There is only old people here. All the children are gone. Guns, drugs, and gangs lead the way into the darkness of black shadows of people in the street without feeling. And they say, what's love got to do with it? Destruction comes from the sky and promises of wealth, fame, and good time, and the money is easy. All they have to do is sell their souls. Just follow the path of riches, glittering like gold. But in reality, it is death, which is not very far. The children live in fear of not knowing right from wrong because they were not taught. Not caring about today or the future, and they die without a full, enriched life. Babies dying on the street, killed by babies, not knowing what life is all about or the meaning to exist. The symbols of the games, designer clothes, scribes of tribes on the walls of the city and colors are shown, telling the world I am here and don't mess with me. A babyhood waves guns and say, I am a man and I'll do as I please. As they hold the cold deadly steel in their childlike hands, they say, what have I got to lose? Bang, bang, you're dead. There are only old people here. All the children are gone to the graveyard bed. Hiding the pain. She wept and went inside herself to find a hiding place for all her broken dreams and a love that hurts. Trying to find a place to hide the tears that ran down her cheek as she tasted the seasoned water that seeped into the corners of her mouth. She thought about the day before and she wept, remembering the bitter sweetness of yesterday, trying to find a place to hide away the emptiness of her aching heart and the loneliness of her soul. She searched. Her lips smiled with joy, hiding the pain, but her eyes told her different stories of empty wine glasses, candles with their black wicks smoking, a love song unfinished and unheard and unread, and withered roses lying on a closed book. The lady walked on the edge of her mind and found that she was chained to the outer limits of time, where love was lost in the midst of the sky filled with rain clouds and rainbows with no color. As she rode on the merry-go-round to broken promises and dreams hoped for, a love that will never be found because of the shadows of selfish sentiments, words of mechanical and materialistic meanings were spoken that put out the sun and the moon, and the stars fell to the ground. The universe was a barren place.
Moments to get somebody to out of that darkness that they find themselves in. But when that happens, when that moment happens, then they can look back at the darkness and be like, I don't need you anymore.